All right. Well, if you got to head west, travel safe. It doesn't sound like it's too bad, so should be okay. And good morning, Joe. And let's see here. Oh yeah, Dakota. I found the tools. I was tripping over them when I had them out of the car and in the house. I usually have them out in the back or down the basement or something. And I was tripping over them because I had them up for a job. Yeah, it occurred to me right when I found them. I remembered exactly the scenario. So I put them on the steps going up to the upstairs just to get them out of my way because I didn't want to put them away because I was using them. And then I completely forgot I did that. So I'm looking all over Hell's Half Acre for them, and they were right on the steps going upstairs. So we don't go up there much. It's a bungalow, so it's kind of like a more of a finished attic than it is any kind of usable space. I don't go up there that much. So walked right past them probably 100 times. Didn't even look. I tend to put things there when I want them close but out of sight. Anyhow, yeah, snowblowers. I got that little single-stage impeller one, and it works great for almost everything. And then I got the big dual-stage, but it needs work. And then I got the plow. So like I said, I think I'm going to have to hit this with the plow and then just kind of like get it to a point where then I can take that little impeller one and clean it up. But I've heard of people spraying stuff in them to keep the snow from accumulating and sticking. One of the biggest problems I have is the wheels get, like, iced up. And then if they accumulate enough, then the one stops sitting because it gets stuck in the cutout. And it's really annoying. Something that I don't know if I can spray those with WD-40 and all that stuff to keep the snow off or something, but really a pain.